Well, last Sunday, we learned that we should not fear people who can harm our bodies as much as we should fear God, who has the power to condemn us to hell. We also learned that the same holy God who has every right to condemn us to hell, this same holy God loved us so much that he condemned his only Son in our place, so that we might be forgiven and live in his love forever. What an amazing God. In fact, we should tell everyone what our amazing God has done for us sinners. We should acknowledge Jesus before the whole world. Even if people ignore us, even if people mock us, even if people persecute us, we should acknowledge Jesus before the world. But what does the devil tempt us to do? Not only does the devil tempt us to keep the good news about Jesus to ourselves, even worse, the devil tempts us to be ashamed of the gospel and to fear people more than God. This happens when we keep silent about Jesus or even deny him just because we're scared of what other people might think of us, or maybe we're afraid that they might persecute us for what we believe. Because of our evil fear of sinful people and our lack of a holy fear of the Almighty God, well, we are sometimes tempted to remain silent about Jesus and his loving work for us, or worse yet, we may even deny Jesus so that we don't have to suffer for him in this world. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God." Now, what is Jesus teaching us here? It's very important that we understand what Jesus is and is not saying. First of all, let me tell you what Jesus is not saying. Jesus is not teaching that we earn forgiveness and eternal salvation by our good work of giving public witness to Jesus. God doesn't forgive you and love you because you have faithfully acknowledged him before others. No, God loves you by pure grace. And he forgives you because Jesus was damned in your place. Therefore, when we acknowledge Jesus before men, and when we witness to others about what Jesus has done for us sinners, we do this because God already loves us. And he has already forgiven us for Jesus' sake. In other words, our witness of Jesus is a response to what our amazing God has done for us. And if we live and die trusting in Jesus, then God will acknowledge us as his children on the final day. There's something else we need to understand. We must understand that there is no Christian anywhere or of any time who was ever a perfect witness for Jesus. In fact, we Christians are sometimes guilty of remaining silent about Jesus when we should speak up about him. When I think over the 49 plus years of my life, sure, there were plenty of times when by God's grace I was a witness for Jesus. But there were also times when I remained silent and I should have spoken up. Worse yet, we Christians may have even denied Jesus during moments of weakness because we feared what other people might think or do. As you recall, that's what happened to the Apostle Peter. You see, Peter had really good intentions. Peter really did want to be a faithful witness for Jesus, his Lord and Savior. In fact, at the Last Supper, Peter said, "Jesus, I am ready to die with you." And I believe that Peter really was sincere. But just like you and me, Peter was a sinner. After Jesus had been arrested, some people asked Peter if he was one of Jesus' disciples. And you know what happened. Peter feared what the people might do to him. And so on three separate occasions, he denied Jesus. And that was a great sin. However, Peter was still a believer. That is why, after denying Jesus three times, he ran away and wept bitterly. The Holy Spirit convicted him of his sin. He was grieved over the fact that he had denied Jesus. And so he confessed his sin to God. He trusted in Jesus for forgiveness. He was forgiven. And he went on to be a faithful witness for Jesus. So what does Jesus mean then when he says, "He who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God"? What does Jesus mean then? What he means is that if people deny Jesus and refuse to repent, if people live and die clinging to their sin and doubting God's word and rejecting Jesus, well then, what Jesus says applies. He who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. You see, Jesus isn't talking about a repentant believer who at one time or various times denies him in a moment of weakness, but then repents and seeks forgiveness. Instead, he's talking about people who deny Jesus and continue to deny Jesus and go to their grave denying Jesus. There's another important thing we need to understand. We need to understand that God does not want to disown anyone. God doesn't want any person to end up in hell. That's why God sent his Son to die on the cross for all sinners. God is faithful. God will never, ever turn away a repentant sinner who longs for his forgiveness and mercy for Christ's sake. If we live and die trusting in Jesus, we have absolutely nothing to fear. God will not disown us. But if people cling to their sin and see no need for Jesus, if people live and die in unbelief, then God will give them exactly what they want. God will disown those who want to disown God. In fact, that's what Paul's teaching us in our reading from 2 Timothy. Let me read these words again. Listen closely. If we died with Christ, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Did you hear that? God will never, ever make the first move and disown us. God will not one day say, "You know, I'm tired of forgiving you and loving you. Even though you are repentant and believe in me, I don't want to love you or forgive you anymore." God will never, ever do that. God wants all sinners to be saved. God is faithful. But if we make the first move and disown God, and if we persist in this unbelief until the grave, then, sadly, with his heart broken, God will give us what we want. He will disown us. However, please know that God always disowns sinners reluctantly, because God cannot disown himself. In his heart of hearts, God wants to save sinners. But if people don't want God, what is he to do? God will give them what they want. In our gospel reading, Jesus says, "Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven." Now, I need to tell you that I don't know how many books have been written trying to figure out what Jesus was saying with these words. I'm not going to sum up all the different ideas for you, but after much research in this area over the years, I will tell you what I think is the best understanding of what Jesus is saying here. Simply put, if a person denies Jesus, there is hope for him or her. You see, if the Holy Spirit eventually moves that person to repent of denying Jesus before they die, well then, that person can be forgiven, even for his or her sin of denying Jesus. Just like Peter. He denied Jesus 3 times, but the Holy Spirit convicted him of his sin. He repented, he trusted in Jesus, he was forgiven. But what happens if people continue to resist the Holy Spirit? You see, it's the Holy Spirit who works through God's Word to give us repentance and faith in Jesus. But what if people harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit and refuse to repent? What if people go to their grave resisting the Holy Spirit who gives us repentance and faith? Well, then such people can't be forgiven. Not because Jesus didn't die for them, he did. And not because their sin is too bad to be forgiven. There's no such thing as a sin that's too bad to be forgiven. The reason they can't be forgiven is that they resist the Holy Spirit who gives them repentance and faith. And if you do not have repentance and faith, then you cannot receive the forgiveness that God longs to give you. There are many people in our culture, right here in Jamestown, people for whom Jesus died, people that God longs to forgive, but they have not received God's forgiveness because they do not repent and they do not believe. They are blaspheming the Holy Spirit. They are resisting Him. You see, Jesus was speaking these words in today's gospel reading because He knew. He knew there were people that were hearing Him who were resisting the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was working through Jesus' teaching, trying to give them repentance and faith, but they were resisting Him. They refused to repent and believe. And so Jesus was warning these people before it was too late. Simply put, if we live and die resisting the Holy Spirit, then we die without hope of forgiveness, and sadly God will disown us on the final day. But when the Holy Spirit works repentance in our hearts and gives us faith in Jesus while we're still alive, then we know that we are forgiven and that God will acknowledge us on the final day. In fact, when the Holy Spirit gives you a heart of repentance and faith in Jesus, the natural result is that you want to tell everyone what Jesus has done for you and for all sinners. But that's a little scary, isn't it? I think most of you, deep down, sincerely do want to be witnesses for Jesus. You really do. But if you're like me, the idea of witnessing to somebody can be a little scary. You might wonder, will I say the right thing? Will I tell them what I should be telling them, or will I get it wrong? No wonder many people don't even bother witnessing. They just think they're going to make things worse. But I want you to listen to what Jesus says to the believers back then, because these words also apply to you and me today. Jesus says, when you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Jesus says, don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will help you. Now, please let me tell you what this doesn't mean. This doesn't mean that you never have to read the Bible, you never have to pray, you never have to study God's Word, and when the time comes to witness, the Holy Spirit will just zap you and suddenly give you all the information you need. If that were the case, I would never have to spend a minute preparing a sermon. I could just forget about the scripture readings all week, and then 2 seconds before I enter the pulpit, I could say, okay, Holy Spirit, do your job now. Doesn't work that way. When Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say, the emphasis is on words. The Holy Spirit works through words. God's word. We don't have to worry about what we will say, because the Holy Spirit has given us tons of opportunities for Him to teach us through His Word. In fact, in all the years you've been coming to church, hearing God's Word, if you've been listening at all, you already have everything you need to be a faithful witness to Jesus. You don't need to go to seminary or have an official degree in evangelism. Just tell them the simple basics of who Jesus is and what He did for us. Sharing the faith isn't all that complex. Let people know the basics. For example, if somebody gives you an opportunity to say, you know, what is it that you believe as a Christian? In your own words, just say, well, there's only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made the world perfect, but it didn't stay that way. The devil tempted our first parents to reject God, and their sinful nature has been passed on to us. We're all enemies of God by nature. If God were to give me what I deserve, I'd be in hell right now, and so would you. But let me tell you about our amazing God. He sent His one and only Son into the world, like it says in the Creed, born of the Virgin Mary. And He came into the world to save us from our sin. He did that by taking your sin and my sin upon Himself, and He went to the cross, and there He suffered the damnation we deserve. That's how I know God loves me, because He was willing to hang on a cross in my place of damnation. But you know what? He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay dead because He's God. On the third day, He rose from the grave, and He now lives. And now Jesus is using simple people like me to tell you to repent and believe in Him. Confess your sins. Trust in Jesus. God will embrace you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Those weren't highfalutin words, were they? Now, you could say it in your own words or in a different way. The point is, sharing the good news about Jesus, you don't need a doctor's degree to do that. If you've been listening at all when you're in church or in Bible class, you already have what you need to be a faithful witness to Jesus. You don't have to worry about it. The Holy Spirit has been using God's Word to give you the basics of what you need to say. Now, granted, there are times where people might ask more complex questions. Then just be honest with them. You know, I don't know how to answer that right now. Let me go study the Bible and I'll get back to you. Or let me go ask my pastor and I'll get back to you. Just admit if you don't know something. But if you do want to be prepared to answer some of the difficult questions, keep doing what you're doing, or start doing what you should be doing, and that is attend church faithfully. Also attend Bible class. I try to do the best I can in the 20 or so minutes I preach to you, but I can do a whole lot more if you come to Bible class. I can give you a whole lot more information than what I can give you from the pulpit. So if you're not coming, I encourage you to start doing that. Because the Holy Spirit will not only use those words of God to strengthen your faith and help you mature, but He will also use those words of God to prepare you to be a faithful, articulate witness for Jesus when He gives you the opportunity. So if you're worried about whether you can be a good witness for Jesus when God gives you the opportunity, then simply continue to hear, read, and study God's Word, and the Holy Spirit will prepare you. Attend services, get involved in a Bible class, read the Bible on your own, read Christian books. The Holy Spirit will use God's Word to teach you what you need to know so that you can be a faithful witness for Jesus when God gives you the opportunity. My friends, as people who have been saved by Jesus, we get to tell everyone what He has done. We get to live and die giving witness to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And on the final day, oh, what a wonderful day that will be, God will acknowledge you as His own. This certain hope is what gives us the desire to tell others what He has done. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.